What, say somebody's house is burning down, what kind of vehicle would come to help them?
The moving truck. No. A fire truck. Yeah.
Or maybe a...
Oh, police. No, well, the fire engine.
Okay.
The fire engine would come.
There are different kinds of fire trucks and fire engines you might know of?
Yeah, big ones, swinging ladder ones, and then your little ones, your rescue vehicle. Truck, which is a paramedic now. Ambulances would probably be there. Okay, but
is there any kind of truck you might know, have a name for, that has that bucket the guys sit in and then a long beam,
yeah, that's
boom?
A swinging ladder, isn't it? Or a ladder or something.
Hook and ladder
hook
truck?
Hook and ladder, yeah. Hook and ladder truck, yeah.
What about a pumper truck?
Pumper truck, would that be one that boosts the pressure on water? I don't know.
Not sure either.
Because it would be... Pumper truck would be the one that sprays the water, probably. You know, they hook it in, it boosts the pressure or something.
Okay. If someone had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might there be from the fire department, but sent there by the fire department?
The rescue vehicle, rescue truck. For a heart attack from the fire department?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be their rescue squad. It's, I don't know the official name or anything, but what the vehicle. It'd be a smaller truck, a van type. It wouldn't be as big as an engine, a fire engine, but it'd be the paramedic crew.
Okay. If a fire chief came to the fire alone, what might he drive over in?
Oh, a sedan. Sedan or a station wagon.
Would you call it the chief's car?
Yeah, it'd be the chief's car, right.
Okay, and tell me some different kind of police vehicles might be.
Okay, well, we have...
Police cars, I should say.
Yeah, police cars. Oh, they have, yeah, okay. We have a couple of types, mainly police cars, which, you know, is just for the guys on duty, the crews, the prowlers, you know, the cruisers, and they do whatever they're supposed to do. And then they have other types that are more like the paddy wagons, you know, they go to wherever they need to go pick up somebody for, you know, somebody's had too much to drink or whatever. Been fighting, and they have accident investigation vehicles, which is more, it's like a paddy wagon without all the portable jail equipment. You know, it's got more like first aid. It'll have first aid stuff, you know, in it. You know, because it'll be on the scene of an accident, a car, and then they have motorcycles. They have a few left. They're kind of fading those out there. Phasing them out.
Okay. Do the police use a kind of aircraft with a large overhead prop?
Helicopters, yeah. I don't know how many. They've got one I know of, but I don't know if they've got two yet. But helicopter.
Okay. Tell me of some kind of serious storms that might occur in St. Petersburg.
Okay, a hurricane would be the most serious. And they've had water spouts.
Which are what?
A tornado on water. And they get pretty big. If they move on land, they can dump tons of water on, so they can be quite dangerous. They've had a tidal problem, you know, like from hurricane activity, they can have flood damage, lots of flood damage. I mean, from the bay backing up, so it wouldn't be just from the rain, it would be from the bay backing up onto the land. And also, they've had tornadoes, you know, little ones, took the school roof off, you know, the main high school at the time, you know, St. Petersburg High, took a roof off, you know, so they can be, they can do damage.
Yeah, I can imagine. You mentioned rain.